Praise and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with Eric Glazer, and filling in for Christy Phillips is attorney Scott Shapiro of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each and every week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get your phone lines, the phone lines going early. In fact, we do have some calls already in store for you, answering all of your condominium and HOA questions. Give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you would prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can learn more about each of us, write in your comments about the show, listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminars at the Hard Rock Hotel, the first one being this past Thursday, which was a big success, and we'll start talking about that soon. You can also click on our Facebook link and join in our discussion boards and see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 877, the number 4, Condo Craze, and you can visit the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
Well, last week we started to speak about all of the banks putting all of their foreclosure cases on hold because of fraudulent affidavits being filed in all of their foreclosure cases. And we had planned talking about a lot more about all the chaos that is now encompassing the court system. But the phone lines kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and we just ran out of time.
Yeah, no question about it, Karen. The phone lines were stacked from the moment we went on the air last week to the moment the show ended. And again, thanks to all of our listeners for calling in with their questions.
Great questions.
Yeah, real great week last week. Thanks to the listeners for calling in and making just, it's so much fun to do what we do here week in and week out.
Yes,
we really
it is.
Appreciate it. We had a great time a Thursday, a lot of fun, but little change in the studio today.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by a bunch of guys today. a big change.
I like it.
Yeah, Christy just doesn't look like herself, right?
Yeah, she's definitely not looking like herself.
Yeah, Christy is lucky enough to be at Atlantis in the Bahamas today.
Yes.
So in her place, please welcome attorney Scott Shapiro, an attorney at Glazer & Associates for the past 5 years. Welcome, Scott.
Hello, and thank you both. It's really great to be here. And at least now, our listeners, when they call in today, will get some correct answers.
Oh, you did not.
Yeah. Chutzpah on this guy, huh?
Yeah.
First time with us here on WFTL, and he's already criticizing.
Well, I'll defend Christy in her
Somebody
absence.
Somebody has to. He's second-guessing. He's cocky. But you know what, Karen? That's what makes Scott just a damn good lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. He actually may answer a question right before the hour is up. I don't doubt him. Yeah, he'll be fine. But before we head to the phones, I just want to thank everybody who attended our first Condo Craze Board Member Certification course this past Thursday night at the Hard Rock. Really, congratulations, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, congratulations to each of you for being the first people certified in the state of Florida by taking an educational course. I, for one, can tell you it was really an honor and a privilege to meet everybody in person and to teach the materials to each of you and, of course, to certify you. It was definitely a real treat. And as a matter of fact, if any of the seminar's attendees feel like letting our listeners know what they thought about the seminar, please do. Please call in at 877-850-8585 and certainly let us know. Now that you've taken the course, tell us if you believe that there's at least some sort of education that should be required for all board members based upon the experience you had this past Thursday night.
You know, that whole seminar was so well done. I was
Thank
so impressed, I must say. And I don't think people get the enormity of it, that it was the first of its kind in the state. And it was sold out. And they're all sold out, basically, except for the last one.
They're sold out just about in their entirety for months in advance now. And we'll definitely get into that.
I learned so much, though.
I'm glad you did.
Especially the 75% that can even prevent people from smoking in their own condo.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we got a couple of emails after to this seminar about that, about people saying, great, how do I stop my neighbor from smoking? Come on, I want to join up and do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll definitely get into a lot of that today. But before we do that, the show was really blessed to have some wonderful sponsors, and you can see all of them on the show's website, again, at condocrazeandhoas.com. And as a matter of fact, this week we had the pleasure of having insurance agencies Smith, Watson, and Parker and the accounting firm of Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg join us as sponsors of the show. And I can tell you, all of us here at Condo Craze and HOAs thank both of you very much. Today, however, we have one of our other sponsors here in the studio, and that's Body by Cruz. Body by Cruz provides personal training services to condominium and HOA residents throughout Dade and Broward and is owned by Cruz Rios. Welcome, Cruz.
Hey, Cruz.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here today.
Hey, tell us about Body by Cruz and how you can help our condominium and HOA listeners.
Well, Eric, I have had the pleasure of training hundreds of people throughout South Florida for the past 10 years now. I have a Bachelor's of Science in Education with a major in Exercise Science and Wellness while I attend the Florida Atlantic University. I am certified as a personal fitness trainer through the NFPT, National Federation of Professional Trainers. I'm a member of American College of Sports Medicine and also the National Strength Condition Association. And I hold a degree in business administration.
All right. No question, you're qualified to serve as a personal trainer. But how do our condo and HOA listeners, where do they have to travel to actually, you know, get your services?
Well, the best part about it is that I come to them. I can train them whether they have access to a gym or not. But if you have any exercise facilities in your condominium or HOA, we can work out there and get in shape, and you will never have to leave your community.
That's great.
Even if you don't have a fully equipped gym, I can bring an exercise equipment to you, and we can put together a personal exercise program for you with the equipment that we have.
Now, Cruz, a lot of our listeners may be a little scared and a little intimidated to start exercising.
Yeah.
Maybe they feel they're...
That's a shock.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Maybe they feel they're not in shape. Maybe they're a little elderly, and maybe they've never been to a gym before, and they don't want to look silly.
Well, Scott, that's exactly how Eric was when he started training together over 4 years ago now. Nobody should be intimidated or scared. On day one, before we do any exercise whatsoever, I learn your complete medical history, take your body fat measurements, blood pressure, and then design an exercise program that takes all of these factors into consideration, including your age.
Ooh, careful.
We start slow, and over time, we'll build up your strength, stamina, and your confidence.
Well, you know, I was afraid you remember what I was like when I started with you. Thanks for bringing that up on the air, by the way. But here's what you didn't tell our listeners, and I mean this sincerely. Unfortunately, you know, I have a history of heart disease in my family and super high cholesterol. I was on every cholesterol medication known to man, I can tell you, and nothing was working like it should. So my doctor actually mandated... He basically gave up on me and mandated that I hire a personal trainer.
Wow.
And that's how I hired you, and that's how we got together. And, again, I can tell everyone listening, today I'm on half the medication I used to be, and my cholesterol is 150, which is about 200 points lower than when I first met you. And, again, and I'm not just saying this for the radio. I mean this sincerely. And for that, my friend, I thank you for that.
Well, Eric, I really appreciate all your confidence in me, but you have you don't have to thank me at all. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do.
So, Cruz, tell me about the people that you work with.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was filming Terminator 3 at Griffith Park in Los Angeles. He had an 18-wheeler truck there parked, and on the trailer, a state-of-the-art gym fully equipped for his training sessions between his scenes. And Wolf Blitzer, when he comes to town to visit his mother, he always tries to squeeze in a workout amongst other celebrities.
Yeah.
So you're not the only celebrity, Eric, that
gets to train
with him.
No.
But you don't have to be a celebrity to train with Cruz. You know, each week we talk on the show about just how bad things are with the crazy economy. Is it possible for people to have their own personal trainer today without going broke, though?
Well, your cholesterol dropped over 200 points. So the question to your listeners is, can you afford not to exercise?
Right.
But I love to teach group aerobic classes, group training sessions, boot camp classes, and even walking sessions. The more, the merrier. And of course, the more people that train together, the more people sharing the bill, and the greater the savings to everyone.
Needless to say, I know where to find you, and I'd be lost without you. But how do our listeners get up off the couch after the show and get in touch with you?
Well, Eric, all they have to do is call me at 954-457-4740. Again, that's 954-457-4740, and they can visit my website at www.bodybycruz.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks for stopping by today. We appreciate it, and I will see you tomorrow.
My pleasure. Ah.
Way to go. Good job today, Cruz. Again, anybody like to get in touch with Cruz, 954-457-4740. From personal experience, I can recommend him highly.
And he's definitely in shape. I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, and I guess now's a good time to go to that first break.
Yes.
We'll take our first call, Caesar, and see you're holding for a while. We'll get back to you right after this.
850 WFTL reminds you that Election Day is 9 days away. Vote early, vote absentee, vote at your polling place, but vote. It'll leave you feeling American.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhome, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're taking your phone calls. Hold on, Caesar. We'll get to you at 877-850-8585. We have attorney Eric Glazer and also Scott Shapiro in for Christy Phillips, who's vacationing right now, much deserved. We'd be happy to take your calls and, again, keep holding if you've been holding for a while. Where are we going to get to now?
Well, let's go to Caesar.
All right.
Caesar, you there?
Hello?
Hey, Caesar. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
We're here, Caesar. How can we help you?
Hey, yes, good afternoon. I want to say thank you so much for the opportunity for all the owners here about the radio and the new crazy condo docs you're doing. I want to say thank you so much because now is the opportunity for all the owners to know about everything, the regulations.
Thank you very much.
I got a question.
Sure thing.
I had you got the required, you have to be 80 years or for being members of the board, and you know, have to criminal records, and you have to get certificate, you know, about the law.
So well, let me cut you off for a second. What makes you think you have there's an age restriction to be on the board? I don't believe there's any age restriction. I don't believe there's any age restriction at all. The only thing that could prevent you from being a board member, basically, a felony conviction. Or under some of the new laws, if you become delinquent in your assessments for a period of 90 days, that can get you removed from the board or getting removed from the board. But that's, you know, basically it in terms of requirements. Okay, no, there's no age restriction is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, all right, back to your question.
Okay. The thing is, okay, everybody now needs a certificate for being a member of the board. That's true?
Yeah, within 90 days of getting elected to the board of directors, you have to be certified. There's two ways to do it. One way to do it, again, is by filing an affidavit that says you've read all of Florida Statute 718, you've read your declaration of condominium, you've read your bylaws, you read your articles, you read your rules and regulations. And again, like we've said on the show repeatedly, if you're going to sign an affidavit that says that, that means you just spent about 2-3 days reading all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or the other way was come join us at the Hard Rock, get certified at a course, and have a good time for a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's my concern because when, for example, in my board last year, it's supposed to increase the members of the board in 5. Okay, for all the years, it only was in 3. After the turnover, is supposed to be in Christ in 5.
Right.
And these people, on the members of the board, stay in 3, you know. And when I ask them, and they say, I don't know, he's supposed to be 5. I'm sorry, I don't know, you know.
Okay.
If these people sign their affidavit.
Okay, let me say this. What I'm hearing from you is that there's a dispute as to what the correct number of directors are or should be on your board of directors, and we got into this at the seminar. That type of information is found not necessarily in your declaration of condominium. It's found in an exhibit to your declaration of condominium called the bylaws. The bylaws generally tell you when meetings are held. The bylaws tell you the number of directors. The bylaws tell you who the what type of officer positions there are. In other words, a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. So the answer to your question as to whether or not there should be 3 or 5 probably is found in your bylaws. That's
yes,
where you need to look
first. It wasn't in my bylaws. These people are not reading the bylaws. That's my question. I'm supposed to read the bylaws, he signed the affidavit.
Yes, correct. That's one of the documents you have to read if you're going to sign the affidavit.
Yeah, that's my concern. I'm not supposed to better, tell to the state of Florida, change that to be everybody go to the class, you get certificate because, you know.
Oh, you're saying.
The people is easy.
Yeah, you're saying it's better to go to a class. You should make people go to the class, right?
Exactly. And for everybody wants to be in the board, go to the class.
Sure.
Because, you know, for example, in my building, that happens. You know, after somebody finds it, he's supposed to find, and these people say, I don't know how you, before it's not enforced, or right now, you send the certificate, go to the class. Right.
Well, Caesar, that makes a lot of sense.
Concern.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think that's a great comment. So you're saying people should be forced to go to school rather than simply sign an affidavit. I'd love to hear today from somebody who's attended the course.
Right.
Again, please call in 877-850-8585 and let us know if you guys think the same way that Caesar does. Should you be forced to attend the course or should you still be allowed the easy way out by signing an affidavit? But thanks for the call, Caesar. That's one vote in favor of attending a class. And now we'll take David from Plantation. David, thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, David. Thanks for calling the
show.
Yeah, David, we're here. How can we help you?
Hello.
You're on the air, David. Go ahead.
Okay. David, you there? David is not there. David's going to have to call us back.
Yeah, I think he dropped.
Okay. All right. Let's get back a little bit talking about the seminar, as a matter of fact. Again, the first seminar was this past Thursday night. And again, just to remind everybody, the law changed on July 1st. And the law says, again, that for condominium board members, within 90 days now of getting elected, you have to get certified or you are removed from the board. And again, you can get certified by attending a state-approved class. I was the first attorney in the state of Florida to actually design and have approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, a course that I teach, and it allows me to certify you as eligible to serve on a Florida Condominium Board of Directors. Again, it's held live and in person at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. It's absolutely free. Everybody who stays from beginning to end walks out with a certificate of completion. It's suitable for framing.
Yeah, and there's
Brian, if you're listening, you did a great job preparing them. They look great. They certify you that you're now legally eligible to serve on a Florida Condominium Board. And, again, I recommend it highly. We're going to have a lot of fun. Scott, tell us, you were there. Tell us what everybody learned about.
Well, we covered a lot of topics like budgets and reserves, financial reporting, condominium operations, records maintenance, access to records, dispute resolution, and a whole lot more. And let me say, Eric, I think you did a really great job.
You did.
Thank you. I was really impressed with just how easily you went into all the different topics, took everybody's questions, and basically held the attention of a room of a couple of hundred people for so long. I mean, I was really, really proud to say that I work for you. And I usually don't get too proud to say that.
Thank you, Scott. And I'll give you the money. You'll get right.
Oh, thank you very much. But in addition, some of the highlights are, they talk about the new condominium laws that went into effect in July, and you went into detail on those, and, you took basically everybody's questions, and everybody had some really good questions, and I feel you did a great job answering them. And also, the brownies there were delicious.
Cruz tried to prevent me from getting to the brownies, but I managed to trick him. So, all right, well, here's the bottom line. About 150 people signed up for the course when it was offered this past month in October. We sold it out. We sold out now November. We sold out now December. We thought about whether or not to do a January course earlier in the week. We now have basically sold out January in 3 days.
Wow.
So about 600 of our listeners out there have now signed up for the course. There's a handful of spots left for January, and when I say a handful, I mean that sincerely. So, again, if you'd like to sign up for the course, the only way to do it is by visiting our website, condocrazeandhoas.com, and click on the board member certification page, and you will get email confirmation right back. Again, the only available course, January 20th at 7 o'clock. Go to condocrazeandhoas.com, just fill out the form. Next week we will tell you when our February seminar will be given. And David from Plantation Ed on a mobile, David's back. Just hold for another minute or two. We got to take a commercial break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't go away.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
In South Florida, the fall colors are garnet and gold.
FSU. The Noles play here, baby.
850 WFTL.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruz. Body by Cruz is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruz makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruz comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out, so Body by Cruz trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruz has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruz.com. That's bodybycruz.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruz. Click bodybycruz.com and they'll come to you. Or call now 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruz for over 4 years.
WFTL.
This is the station that brings you Joyce Kaufman.
From noon to three weekdays.
You are listening to South Florida's News Talk 850 WFTL.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
You're listening to South Florida's favorite news talk radio station. This is 850 WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach. Weather you can depend on from WFTL.
The South Florida forecast for the afternoon. It's warm, mostly to partly sunny skies. A slight chance of a shower. Temperatures will generally be into the middle 80s. And tonight we drop down to the mid to upper 70s with a few passing clouds. And again, maybe a brief isolated shower. Much the same weather Monday and Tuesday. Sunshine with passing clouds. Isolated showers may occur. High temperatures on the warm side, middle and upper 80s. Nighttime low temperatures, mid to upper 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 850 WFTL.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I've got Eric Glazier in the studio with me. He is the founder of Glazier & Associates. Also, Scott Shapiro is with us in replacement of Christy Phillips, who's on vacation. And we're taking your calls. Thanks, Ed, for hanging on. Ed, you're on the air.
Eric?
Yeah, how are you, Ed?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
I'm Ed Jennings. I attended your seminar on Thursday night. And I was just listening to your show, and I wanted to call in to compliment you because you were asking for any listeners to weigh in on how the show was. I recently became president of a condominium association and realized I had to do one of the two things, and I decided to take your course. And it was a good experience, even for me as a practicing lawyer. So,
Ed, appreciate that phone call. Thank you very much, and thanks for attending. You see, no question about
it. Take care.
Thanks. You, Ed. There's definitely a desire on the
a need
for a lot of board members. They actually want to go to class. You know, everybody that was there never thought for 1 minute that it was an imposition on them. They were actually glad that it was actually available for them.
If you want to call in, it's 877-850-8585.
And let's see. Another couple of comments actually came in while we were on a commercial break. One came in from Alan, and Alan writes in, thanks for last Thursday's seminar. Extremely informative, first-class presentation. Anyone not taking advantage of this offer is missing a bet. And then he goes on to ask if the new laws actually apply to HOA owners and or members of boards of cooperatives. And the answer is no, it does not apply to them as of yet. So perhaps the legislature in its infinite wisdom will require HOA board members to actually attend such a course, but for now, that's not the case. I can tell you, however, that there were lots of HOA board members in attendance at the course, and they really seemed to enjoy it. So hey, we'll see what happens. Maybe the legislature, again, will change it up and require HOA members to attend. And the King of Pompano, a longtime listener of our show, he writes in, thanks for the seminar. Lots of useful stuff. So again, everybody, thank you very much. Glad you all enjoyed it. But for now, we need to get back where we left off last week on the foreclosure moratorium by the banks because of the massive allegations of fraudulent affidavits being filed in their cases. Now, not only did the banks voluntarily stop foreclosing on properties, but if that isn't enough to create another monumental backlog in our court system, now all 50 states plus the District of Columbia have launched an investigation into all of these lenders. And we know how long government investigations of these types can last. And to give some more ammunition to homeowners who want to fight back against the banks, 2 weeks ago, the Florida 4th District Court of Appeal, which handles cases pellet cases, I should say, in Broward and Palm Beach. They issued an opinion in a foreclosure case, and they actually reversed a Broward trial court judge who granted the bank a foreclosure on a summary judgment. And in that case, the homeowners, they were sued for foreclosure, but they alleged that the bank didn't comply with the Federal Truth in Lending Act, and they also alleged that the bank didn't comply with the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, which most of us in the business commonly refer to as RESPA. And like we spoke about, the bank simply filed an affidavit in response that said the owners didn't pay. And the bank virtually ignored in their affidavit the allegations by the homeowners that the bank didn't comply with RESPA or the Truth in Lending Act. And the trial judge here in Broward County, he still granted the bank's motion for summary judgment. But on appeal, the 4th DCA said, wait a minute, hold on. Once the homeowners, once they even merely alleged that the bank failed to comply with the law, the bank was required to prove and refute these defenses. And since they didn't, summary judgment was improper. And now the bank has to bring their case to trial. No more summary judgments.
Yeah, a lot of owners right now are going to, you know, be involved in litigation, because the fact of the matter is, if the bank doesn't prove that these violations of law didn't happen, the defendants are going to basically guarantee themselves a right to trial. And maybe not trial, but the banks are going to have to start proving their cases, Eric.
Yeah.
You know how you hear the name in the news, a lot of these bank attorneys are called Mills?
Yep.
Well, you know, they're not going to get to be Mills if they're going to have to start actually treating each case differently and proving the allegations in each complaint.
Yeah.
So whatever it means, whether it means trial, whether it means proving their cases, whether it means taking depositions, doing discovery, it's just going to, you know, result in another backlog that's going to delay things for months.
Yeah, and besides that, every single mill, again, for lack of a better word, is now also currently under investigation. There's a movement out there to have the bar investigate, you know, all the foreclosure mills. So it's going to be a mess, and I think it's going to be that mess for quite some time.
Well, you know, the condo and homeowner associations that listen to our show each week have been getting beaten up for years, waiting for the banks to take back all of these foreclosed properties. What do we possibly tell them at this point?
What do we tell them? I wish I knew what to tell them. We tell them that if their strategy was to sit on the fence and kind of hope and wait for the banks to eventually take back these units at foreclosure, that strategy, at least at this point, probably needs to change. Because if you don't, you may be sitting for a few more years with units in some stage of bank foreclosure and the association not collecting a dime of assessments each month on these units. And here, if you take nothing else from the show today, here is what everybody has to understand. You know, please take this. All of this chaos and all of this confusion by the banks and this moratorium that's in effect, this moratorium has absolutely nothing to do with the association's right to foreclose on a unit if the assessments are not getting paid. The moratorium only applies to the bank. You, as the association, still have the right to foreclose. And now more than ever, you need to consider that option. No question about it.
You know, that some of our associations never really wanted to get into the rental business, but unfortunately, that may be the only viable option for some of them at this point. It may take forever for the banks to sort out this mess, and in the interim, the association can foreclose, it can get title to a particular unit, and there are going to be a few options at its disposal, you know, the least of which might be renting out the unit.
Right, that's certainly one thing. Again, we'd love to hear from some officers and directors out there who are coping with this foreclosure mess and, you know, perhaps have some questions on which way they should go. Call us at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. And Scott, you are 100% correct. There are a bunch of options actually out there, and some of them depend upon the value of the unit that's at issue and, you know, and what's actually owed on the unit. Let's give a couple of examples of what the association can do. You know, the association can sue, foreclose, and then they can rent out the unit and they can collect the rent each month. They can go back into the bank's foreclosure case and they can ask the court to force the bank to take back the title from the association. Now, that's commonly be referred to recently as a reverse foreclosure. Or if the unit isn't in great shape or it's worth very little, the bank may waive their right. They may satisfy the mortgage rather than spend money foreclosing on it, fixing it up. They have to pay 6 months or a year of assessments to the association, or 1% of the mortgage amount, right? If they take it back, they got to pay a real estate broker fees to list it and sell it. They also have to pay property taxes on the unit and generally upkeep it, you know, during their ownership, and pay somebody perhaps to sit and babysit that unit. So the association, again, has a lot of options at their disposal. The answer, again, at this point, because of the moratorium, because of the slowdown, is not to simply sit back and let nothing happen. At least you have the obligation as a member of the board to call your association's counsel, ask questions. If you have questions about the process, if you have questions about a particular unit that's in foreclosure, ask. We've always said, getting a report every now and then from your counsel about what's going on, not enough. At least in our firm, we want to educate you about the process. If you have any questions at all about how the foreclosure process works, call us at the office, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZY, and we'd be glad to answer your questions. Again, the bottom line, there are options that the association now has, and you have to consider, because we're really at a unique time in our history. And again, give us a call. We'd be glad to at least allow you to pick our brains on how you should go. Yeah. 877-4-CONDO-CRAZY. And we'll take a quick break. Again, call in with your comments or questions. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. And we'll be back in a few.
In South Florida, the fall colors are garnet and gold.
FSU. The Knolls play here, baby. 850 WFTL.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly.
Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs with Eric Glazier, and we've got Scott Shapiro in the studio with us. Christy Phillips will be back next week. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. I'm Karen Curtis. And we are going to start talking about another type of Terminator. We were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger earlier in the show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got an interesting email also during the break from Sean, and we were talking about the different ways that condominium associations or homeowners associations may want to perhaps start being aggressive in terms of collection tactics. And one of the ways, again, is to take back a unit and perhaps rent it out. Sean writes in, if a condo association rents out a unit, should they get an additional liability policy and property policy to cover the unit itself? My understanding is that the master policy does not cover the inside of a unit, and that would be absolutely entirely correct, and that's one of the factors that an association does have to think about when you take back a unit subsequent to a foreclosure. If you're going to put a tenant in there, absolutely you want to make sure that that unit is insured should, you know, God forbid somebody get hurt in the unit, should a fire happen to the unit, etc. So, yes, absolutely. And you can call, of course, one of our sponsors to take care of that. Smith, Watson, Parker, or Randy from Allstate would be glad to take your calls and comments and questions regarding questions in the insurance area. So give them a call. Take a look at our website. And actually, that's a perfect segue to get into the next topic, because I want to spend just a few minutes talking about an article that's actually still appearing in the Sun Sentinel about a condominium foreclosing against a unit owner and taking over ownership of the property, and then suing the bank that holds the mortgage on the unit under some new magic law called the Mortgage Terminator, where the association then has that mortgage wiped out. And the association then owns the property free and clear without any mortgage whatsoever. And I can tell you, I spoke with several attorneys who practice in this area. None of us believe that the association can wipe out a bank's first mortgage unless the property is a disaster and the bank actually agrees to it and doesn't care about getting it back in the first place. And I can tell you, I actually pulled the court file on one of the cases, and the complaint filed by the condominium against the bank, it alleges that because the bank is not aggressively pursuing its own foreclosure of the property, the bank has now somehow, in effect, abandoned any interest they have in the property. And I, for one, I can't see how that's correct, because the bank can pursue a foreclosure action right up until their statute of limitations runs out. And the complaint also says that because there's a high mortgage on the property, it's now incapable of being sold by the condo. But my answer to that is, so what? When the condo foreclosed on it and got it back and purchased it at their own foreclosure sale, they purchased it with the bank's mortgage already on it. So I'm not buying it. Scott, what's your thoughts?
I can't agree enough with you, Eric. The law is pretty clear on this. The bank's first mortgage is superior to any condominium association lien. It says so in the statute. It says so in just about every single declaration of condominium recorded in the state of Florida. I mean, let's be realistic. Would a bank actually loan money on a condominium unit if the association were able to wipe them out with, you know, a couple of $1,000 in unpaid condominium assessments?
Yeah, of course not.
And by the way, in the file that we looked at, the bank was defaulted. That means they never answered the complaint. So they either wanted to lose this unit or will eventually lose it or move to set aside the default if they actually wanted to. I mean,
right.
This was not an adjudication on the merits, if you
no,
will.
I agree. It was absolutely not an adjudication on the merits. And, of course, even if somehow a judge were to enter an order that says the association somehow wipes out the mortgage because the bank didn't foreclose on the unit, even before the statute of limitations is run, good luck to the association on appeal. Because I don't think that is going to hold up, you know, and even better, good luck getting title insurance on the unit that the association takes back, because there's already extreme difficulties in associations getting back, or anybody else for that matter, getting units that were owned by the bank now insured by title insurance companies. Title insurance companies have now told all of their agents, if a bank foreclosed on a unit and somebody gets it back, don't issue policies. So that's why, you know, there's basically a complete freeze out there. And attorney Donna Berger, she actually brought up a great point in her column this week. She's reminding everybody just how much money the association may wind up spending on this mortgage terminator process, only to have a judge perhaps deny it down the line. And I can tell you that our listeners may remember that we spoke about on the show A Dade County judge got reversed on appeal when that judge entered an order making the bank pay the condo fees each month before the bank finished its foreclosure and actually owned the property. So does anybody think that the courts are going to protect the bank against paying condo fees but won't protect them against having their entire mortgage on the property wiped out? Not going to happen.
Well, let's follow up on this story as time goes by and see if it is simply a story to create some sensationalism or if in the long run the legal system has now been turned completely upside down on its head. Either way, I can't see the bank sitting back and letting this happen without a real tough fight.
Yeah, Karen, I'm going with a little bit of sensationalism here, but we promise to follow it up. We'll keep all of our listeners informed. And remember, question what you read. Pick up the phone if you have a question. Call your lawyer. And, get a second opinion. And if our opinion on the show turns out to be wrong, we'll fess up to it right here on the show. No problem. But I'm convinced that I'm not wrong, or that Scott is wrong for that matter. Yeah, and that all the attorneys I spoke to about this were not all wrong either. So just stay tuned.
Eric, I'd just like to say, if it sounds too good to be true,
there you go.
It probably is.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, Eric listed earlier a number of options that a condominium association can look back when taking back a unit. And not every one of those options will work for every particular condominium association. Some can rent it out, some can't. Some might have money in their coffers to do something with a unit, and some can't. And that's why you need an attorney to really help you with the process. So as Eric said earlier, why don't you give us a call? At what's that number, Eric?
877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Just get a second opinion. If you're not happy with the way things are going, again, just get a second opinion. Can't hurt. 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. And we have Roger on the line from Fort Lauderdale.
Hello.
Hey, Roger. Thanks for calling the show.
Got one question on the law here. Our condo, I'm in a 16-unit condo in Fort Lauderdale, and the board is considering a management company. And they quoted a price of $450 a month, and my question is: our bylaws were changed to say that any expenditure over $1,000 requires a vote. Would this be any different, or should this require a vote?
Would need to see specifically what your bylaws say. Again, we get a lot of questions on the show that are very general, and oftentimes we would need to see what the specific documents actually say. I can tell you probably your documents have language in there which specifically authorizes the association board of directors to actually go out and hire management. That's routinely mm-hmm. contained in the governing documents. What kind of community is this? Is it a condo? Is it an HOA?
Condo.
A condo. 16 units?
Yeah.
So you're getting a quote of about $30 per unit per month, pretty close to that.
Yeah.
Well, besides the fact as to whether or not you want to, you believe your board may or may not have the authority, getting charged $30 a month per unit may be something that you want to price around with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, this is we just had a presentation at the last meeting. We've only had one company come out, but I guess we're assuming that it's, although it's $450 a month, that it's a yearly contract. So we're assuming that puts it well over $1,000, but. Like you say, we need to read our documents. And
yeah, because, you might want to check in there. There's probably, again, a provision in there that specifically says that the association board has the authority to hire management. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
I check it out.
Thank you,
Roger. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Susan from Hollywood sends her praises about the courses she called us. She says that the people there let them understand every aspect that they asked about. They broke things down so that there were no questions. And that's big kudos to you, Eric.
Thank you.
Well done.
Susan. Really, really appreciate it. And Roger actually reminded me of something we actually forgot to say during the show, which is the seminar has also been approved for 4 credits for community association managers. So it's a great way to network. It's a great way, again, to kind of get your credits. It's free, where other courses are not, quite frankly. So, again, we'd like to see some community association managers show up as well. And we also just got another email in, and the email comes in from John. John says, with all the money not being paid by unit owners, is it a good time to buy condo debits on the pennies on the dollar and make sure there's a lien on the unit and go after them later? Not sure 100% what John means, but there are companies out there that are offering to purchase condominium account receivables And they get paid with getting the collection fees and the interest and the late charges from the unit owners. I can tell you, not something that our association, or our law firm, I should say, is in favor of. Lots of reasons why. Again, you call us at the office before you sign such contracts. They lock you in sometimes for a long time. You wind up in a very unhappy situation. And again, get a second opinion before you go down that route. Scott, thank you for filling in today. You've made it, buddy.
Well, thank you very much for letting me come on the program.
Yeah, for those of you out there, I think next week we'll get into a conversation about Amendment 4. We've been asked to talk about it many times now. Obviously, next week, just before Election Day, would probably be the best time to discuss it. So tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel?
Yes,
right?
Indeed, at noon.
Okay, we look forward to speaking to everybody next week. And again, we'll give you the date for February next week as well.
For the seminar.
Right.
Okay. At the Hard Rock.
At the Hard Rock. Thanks for calling in again this week. And again, thanks for your time and thanks for listening.
Thank you.